Huh.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings. Unbeatable value just for you.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you joining the program today. So you know we have rules of engagement on the program. They're pretty easy. I think even you graduates of public education could probably follow them if you wanted to. So first and foremost, if you want to engage with the program at any time that we're live, or for that matter, live or Memorex, does anybody get that reference? You can send me a text message. On your message app, the number is 33103. 33103. Just use the keyword Mike or Michael. And you can tell me anything, and you can ask me anything. And if you want to engage on social media, the easiest place to do that is on X, formerly Twitter. And the handle on X is at Michael Brown USA. So go give me a follow on X at Michael Brown USA. So this is, I'm not really sure this is the forum to do what I'm about to do, but I'm going to try to do it because it's a very nuanced issue. But it's an issue that if I accomplish nothing else, I just want you to think about it. That's all I want you to do is think about it. And I don't claim that I'm going to have the answers because, quite honestly, I don't have the answers. Because it's convoluted, it's complex, but I think the media is treating it way too generally or superficially, way too bigoted. Way too partisan, and they're not trying to inform. They're just trying to throw it out there, and they're using it as a baseball bat. Both sides are using this as a baseball bat. What is it? Well, it has to do with deportations, because that seems to, you know, it's kind of interesting when you think about the fact that if I were to go back and analyze all of the voting data that I could find, you would probably come to the realization that illegal immigration, border security, all wrapped up into one ball of wax, was the primary reason that Donald Trump got elected. The economy was probably secondary, although that was a main issue. They're probably interchangeable, but I still maintain that if you really squeeze down into the data, that immigration and deportations, border security, would have squeezed out and still been number one, even if it was only by, you know, a tenth of a percent or something. That was still the primary thing that we wanted stopped. And part of the reason for that is just like even on the secondary issues, like national security, foreign affairs, or the economy. The previous administration had kind of reached the nadir. They had kind of reached the apex, if you will, of pushing those progressive policies down our throats. And the problem with doing that, you know, progressivism, if you go back in history, really started, I always mark Woodrow Wilson, but to some degree, maybe even Theodore Roosevelt, obviously FDR. But progressivism was the idea that our society is going to progress, which I believe that it should. But in the terms of the progressives, who are the modern-day Marxists, it really means larger government, bigger government, more government control over your lives. It's the decimation of a free market. It's the decimation of capitalism. It's globalism. It's the new world order. It is government telling you how to live your life, you know, everything from the kind of house you're going to live in to your mode of transportation. Just control over everything. And it's not just the federal government. Oh, my gosh, it's not just the federal government. It's state government. It's local government. And it's the administrative state, often referred to as the deep state. All the bureaucrats that comprise all of those things at every level of government that make up all these rules and regulations, oftentimes without any input from the legislative branch, whether that be a city council, a state legislature, or the U.S. Congress, they just pass a local ordinance, or they pass a state law, or they pass a federal statute, and then just say, we're too busy. You know, we're too busy fundraising. We're too busy trying to get the next vote, trying to win the next election. So here's the general overarching law that we passed. Now you go make the rules. And so we end up being controlled by unelected bureaucrats. And it happens at every level. So that progressivism proceeds forward. And little by little, inch by inch, and then, you know, yard by yard, and then mile by mile, they start grabbing a little more power, and you start losing a little more of your individual rights and your individual freedom and your individual liberty. And as that takes place, and as that concrete solidifies, then, boom, you've got a new step in those steps, that stairway to Marxism. Well, what happened is as you start making that progression, you start moving faster and faster and faster. And then there's a point where, and this really began or culminated, I don't want to say culminate, the beginning of the end was Barack Obama. And Barack Obama announces quite openly that we're going to fundamentally transform the United States of America. And anybody who was listening to me back during that time period said, that is the warning sign. That is them saying the quiet part out loud. That is them saying that now that we've been elected, now that we are the ones that, you know, have been chosen to, you know, for this time and this moment, we are now going to fundamentally transform the United States of America. And even Big Mike, even Michelle Obama stepped in and said, yes, Barack believes that we're going to have to redo our history. What the hell does that mean? Our history is our history. It is what it is. You can't go back. Well, I mean, people try all the time, but you can't go back and revise history. I can't change what I did yesterday. All I can do is learn from it. And if I made mistakes yesterday, not repeat those mistakes. Or if I did something great, then I can look and see, okay, how did I do that? How could I do it even better? That's what history is. So when someone tells me we're going to have to go back and revise our history, whoa, wait a minute, no. The history is what it is. Now, people may teach the history different or differently. They may try to convince you that the history is not what it was. But nonetheless, you can't change what actually occurred. So, where does that lead us? It led us to Barack Obama, and he had a choice. He had two things that he could focus on. He could focus on socialized medicine, which is a precursor. You know, I just finished watching a documentary about Winston Churchill during his World War. Actually, I covered his entire life, but it primarily focused on World War II. And there was a line in there, in that documentary, that as the Allies were beginning to win the war on the European front. The Brits were seeing this shining light at the end. You know, the London Blitz was over. The Allies had moved in. We had come in and helped save the Brits. We were retaking Paris. The Russians were moving in. The Soviet Union was moving in on the Eastern Front, and they were about to liberate Berlin. And the local politics in the United Kingdom, people got really excited because they saw the light at the end of the tunnel. And so that newfound liberation made them feel like, oh, our government can do anything. And that is the moment that Winston Churchill lost the election shortly after Berlin was taken over by the Soviet Union. We had recaptured Paris, and Hitler had finally committed suicide. And the people of Britain kicked out Winston Churchill, who had saved their country. They kicked him out and said, but we want to go a new direction now. Now that we've been liberated, we want all these government programs. We want the National Health Service. And the National Health Service, socialized medicine, allows you to control the population. So Barack Obama, in a parallel to the United Kingdom, came in and said, I could either focus on pushing immigration, illegal immigration, or I can focus on fundamentally transforming America through health care, through Obamacare. And so that's what he did. He chose Obamacare. That led us to what happened in the Biden administration, because now that had been done. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Remember, the text line number is 33103, keyword Michael. Now let's see what happened next after Obama. I'll be right back.
With Memorial Day right around the corner, what will you be flying? Some faded, flimsy, overseas-made flag with frayed edges, or a durable, high-quality American flag that truly honors the day? One that was hand-sewn right here in America, in Charleston, South Carolina, by true patriots that love this country. That's right, I'm talking about Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'll be flying my Allegiance flag, and you still have time to get yours before Memorial Day. Now, this is truly a flag to be revered, a flag that you can be proud of. It's also a great gift for a military member in your family, or a great Father's Day gift, which is also right around the corner. The only way you can get one is at showallegiance.com, one word, and when you use the promo code Hannity, you will get free shipping. Order yours today, and remember, May is their busiest month, so make sure you have yours in time. Go to their website, one word, showallegiance.com. Use the promo code Hannity for American flags that are made the American way.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a three-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be, because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have. They gave up everything for us, and all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen service men and women."
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, if you like what we do on the weekend program, you know you can listen to me Monday through Friday. You can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on the iHeart app or your computer. All you have to do is search for a station named 630 KHOW in Denver. And you can listen to me live Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. Of course, you can always subscribe to the podcast, too, and listen that way. So let's go back to, so Obama gets elected. And Obama has a choice. If he's going to fundamentally transform America, he's going to do exactly one thing that's similar to what the Brits did shortly after it became clear we were going to win, at least on the European front, we were going to win World War II. They kicked out Winston Churchill, a conservative prime minister. They brought in, I forget his name, Adlai, not because I'm thinking Adlai Stevenson, but it's not that. It's, his name was, it'll come to me in a minute. But anyway, they elect a Labor prime minister on the grounds that they want to enact all of these new social programs, such as the National Health Service, socialized medicine. So similarly, over here, Obama is looking at everything that he wants to do. He's got a Democrat-controlled Congress. He controls the White House. So what's the one thing that they couldn't otherwise get shoved through that's the most important thing to them? Well, that would be socialized medicine, Obamacare. And thus begins the fundamental transformation of America. And that is their first major step that I would say is the gigantic leap that's kind of been going slowly, 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 all the way through FDR and LBJ, and finally Obama comes along and pushes us over the edge. And then Trump comes in and disrupts everything for 4 years. So the Democrats do everything they can to keep Trump from governing by all of the impeachment, blocking him. Of course, he doesn't have both houses of Congress, so it's pretty easy to block him. So they block everything that can happen. And then we get to the 2020, we get to the next election, and Biden wins. Now, set aside all the controversy over all of the voting irregularities, everything else, just accept that Biden won. Because, that's history. You can't change it. Biden won. And even if we could prove fraud, even if we could prove that there was all this cheating going on, it doesn't change, and you can't go back and undo that. It's been done. There's no constitutional provision or process by which you can go back and unwind everything that was done. Well, there would be political fallout. There would be political ramifications. But many people have asked, well, why can't we just undo everything that Biden did? Well, we can, but we have to do it politically. But let's go back to what happened when Biden won. Whether it was him or surrogates, which obviously is questionable. Because I think even in 2020, he didn't have his act together. So what does Biden do? Well, Biden takes the second leg of what Obama wanted to do, and that's immigration. and he opened the floodgates. Because through national health, you can control the population. Because what's more integral to your life than your health? And your health is determined by almost everything. What you breathe, what you eat, how you live, everything affects your health, which allows the government to go out and start controlling anything they want to control. All under the guise of, well, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, and everything else. Well, you know, we're going to pay for this. We're not going to pay for that. You got to do this. You got to do that. I mean, it's just integral to government control. Then the second aspect, and this is all, again, part of the Cloward-Piven strategy of overwhelming the system. Well, look what they've done with the medical system. It's overwhelmed right now. In many states, half the population or more is on some sort of government health program. So we've kind of reached almost peak socialized medicine. Not quite, but we're on the road to it. Well, the second stool of that whole takeover of that fundamental transformation is flood the country with illegal aliens. Flood the country with people who don't share our culture, our values, who don't even understand how to live in this country, who come from crime-ridden, crap-hole countries, and you put them in here, and they, most of them, not all of them, but most of them, end up doing what? Going on the government team, which means that, oh, now they're going to vote whoever's going to keep giving them handouts. And we witnessed all of this. And then we saw the government spending, which was the third leg of that fundamental transformation. Overwhelm the system, enact the Inflation Reduction Act, enact the Infrastructure Rebuilding Act, implement all of these bills that took the COVID spending, which was outrageous, which partly was Trump's fault, but take all of that level of spending. You know, we used to have like a $3 or $4 trillion budget. Well, let's bump it up to $7 trillion by doing all this emergency spending, and then you get Biden, and he wants to do inflation reduction and everything else, and now you've got a new baseline of government spending. Instead of $3 or $4 trillion, it's $5, $6, $7 trillion. So now you've overwhelmed the system in terms of the economy, and we saw the effects of that. Inflation, the loss of jobs, businesses shutting down. You know, I noticed today, it was kind of interesting today, I was thinking about this. I go through Sonic Drive-In. For those of you who don't understand what Sonic Drive-In is, that's just a, it's kind of like an original In-N-Out or an original McDonald's. It's just it's a drive-in. They usually have stalls where you can pull your car in, or you can do a drive-through. But most of them have three rows of stalls. And this one that I drove through today to get a Route 44 Diet Coke to drink during a show, I noticed that two entire rows of stalls had been converted where you used to be able to pull in and order at a speaker. No more. They've taken all those speakers out. And it's just a simple local example of how overspending and COVID and everything fundamentally transformed how many places do business. How many closed storefronts do you see? How many strip malls do you see where, you know, 30% or more of the businesses are shut down? We see that right here in downtown Denver. The 16th Street so-called mall in downtown Denver is only about maybe 60% occupied. The rest of it's vacant. And all of that's because of government overspending. And people can't do business anymore. Overregulations. That's the fundamental transformation of America. And we've revolted against it. And now Trump is pushing back against it. So that's kind of where and how we've gotten to where we are. Now let's get into the history lesson about what Trump's talking about doing and see if you're not revulsed by it. And should you? Wait till you hear the history. So we can with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
With Memorial Day right around the corner, what will you be flying? Some faded, flimsy, overseas-made flag with frayed edges, or a durable, high-quality American flag that truly honors the day? One that was hand-sewn right here in America, in Charleston, South Carolina, by true patriots that love this country. That's right. I'm talking about Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'll be flying my Allegiance flag, and you still have time to get yours before Memorial Day. Now, this is truly a flag to be revered, a flag that you can be proud of. It's also a great gift for a military member in your family or a great Father's Day gift, which is also right around the corner. The only way you can get one is at showallegiance.com, one word, and when you use the promo code Hannity, you will get free shipping. Order yours today, and remember, May is their busiest month, so make sure you have yours in time. Go to their website, one word, showallegiance.com, use the promo code Hannity for American flags that are made the American way.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Al Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Reading Rodeo returns May 14th through the 17th. 4 nights of rodeo excitement and fun for the whole family. We even added breakaway roping. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com. Bulls, barrels, broncs, and big-time thrills. Thank you to our sponsors, Sierra Pacific Industries, Block Beverage, Pendleton Whiskey, SNL Group, Reading Rancheria, Reading Rodeo, May 14th through the 17th. Get your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh,
Speaking with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, do me a favor. Go on your podcast app, whatever you use to subscribe to podcasts, and search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, hit that subscribe button, and of course, leave a 5-star review, and that helps us spread the program out to even more people. I really appreciate you doing that. So go subscribe to the podcast. So here we are. We've gone through Woodrow Wilson and FDR and LBJ, and we've gone through Barack Obama, we've gone through Joe Biden, and we've reached this culmination of the American people look at everything going on and we revolt against it and just say, no, this is absurd. We can't afford the government spending. We can't have all these illegal aliens coming in. The government control over our lives is out of control. We want to reverse course. I never thought it would happen in my lifetime, but it's happened. And, of course, the pushback against that is in full bloom because the globalists, the cabal, the media, the Democrats, a bunch of Republicans that are a bunch of weasels, people who do not understand the basic tenets of individual freedom, individual liberty, who don't understand the basic tenets of the Constitution, are now in full bore pushing against Donald Trump. And Donald Trump and his cabinet, I don't always agree with everything that either Trump says or how he says it, but I do agree with this pushback. And we need to look at it in a historical context to understand that sometimes we don't know our own history and we allow that to blind us and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe that Trump's doing this. I can't believe that staff is saying this. When indeed, if we had had the cabal, say back during the American Civil War, we'd all be going, oh, yeah, it's just another day ending in Y. Are you ready? Let's get started on that. Because yesterday, Stephen Miller, who is one of Trump's chief policy advisors, special assistant to the president, was out on Pebble Beach, which is the North Portico driveway, talking to reporters, and he had this to say.
Hold on, there's a question back there first.
I have two quick questions. First, you know, President Trump has talked about potentially suspending his corpus.
The question starts out with, you know, the president has talked about suspending habeas corpus. What is habeas corpus? Do you know what that means? Well, it's just a basic fundamental legal principle that ensures anybody who is in custody can challenge the legality of their detention in court. It's a very simple, long-standing legal mechanism. It protects against unlawful imprisonment. It protects and deters indefinite detention. It serves as a safeguard against arbitrary and executive power. The term literally translates from habeas corpus, meaning you shall have the body, meaning that a judge, and this is true at state court judges, federal judges, a judge can order the custodian of a detainee, law enforcement, ICE, CBP, anybody who has control over you, who has arrested you and detained you, to bring them before the court to determine the legality of their confinement. So that's the basis of the question. It's just hard to hear that reporter in the background.
Anyway, Pundit, I have two quick questions. First, you know, President Trump has talked about potentially suspending his corpus to take care of the illegal immigration problem. When could we see that happen, do you think?
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So I would say that's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration Nationality Act, which stripped Article 3 courts, that's the judicial branch of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article 3 courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases.
Yeah, and the Article 3 courts are established in the Constitution. They're established in the Constitution by saying that there is a Supreme Court of the United States. That's Article 3 of the Constitution, the U.S. Supreme Court. But Congress can enact and create as many lower courts as Congress deems appropriate. So that's where you get a federal district court in all these 600-plus, whatever it is, jurisdictions across the country. And they can establish courts of appeals if they want to. And they can even establish what the jurisdiction is. That's the power given to Congress. That power is contained in Article 3. So when Stephen Miller refers to Article 3 courts, he's talking about, for example, the Federal District Court of Colorado, which sits in Denver. He's also talking about the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals, which sits in Denver, ironically. But he's also talking about, for example, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which sits in San Francisco, or the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which sits in New Orleans. And so that's the hierarchy of courts, the federal trial courts, the district courts, and then the courts of appeal, and then the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court is the only one that the founders established in the U.S. Constitution. All of the inferior courts are established by Congress, and they're given that authority by the founders in Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution, including what their jurisdiction is. Got it? So this is what Stephen Miller is literally kind of lecturing these reporters about.
You take care of the illegal immigration problem. When could we see that happen, do you think?
Well, the Constitution is clear, and that, of course, is the supreme law of the land, that the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus can be suspended in a time of invasion. So it's an option we're actively looking at. Look, a lot of it depends on whether the courts do the right thing or not. At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration Nationality Act, which stripped Article 3 courts, that's the judicial branch, of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article 3 courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. Many of you probably don't know this. I'll give you a good example. Are you familiar with the term temporary protected status, or TPS, right? So by statute, the courts are stripped of jurisdiction from overruling a presidential determination or a secretarial determination on TPS when the Secretary of Homeland Security makes that determination. So when Secretary Noem terminated TPS for the illegals that Biden flew into the country, when courts stepped in, they were violating explicit language that Congress had enacted, saying they have no jurisdiction. So it's not just the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch. The courts are at war, these radical rogue judges, with the legislative branch as well, too. So all of that will inform the choices the president ultimately makes, yes.
Mr. Miller.
So what's going on, just to put it in context, is that many people, lawyers, and many legal organizations, like the ACLU or any other immigrant advocacy group that represents illegal aliens, are filing writs of habeas corpus, trying to stop the detention of illegal aliens. Got it? All right. Now, let's think about our history for a moment. Raise your hand if you think that Abraham Lincoln was one of the greatest presidents in American history. You ever been to Lincoln Memorial? It is awe-inspiring. And I greatly admire Abraham Lincoln. There are some things that Abraham Lincoln did that trouble me. But they may trouble me, but I find that Abraham Lincoln had the absolute authority to do so. Do you know that Abraham Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus multiple times during the Civil War? And he cited the need to address the rebellion. He cited the need to protect national security. Lincoln very first suspended habeas corpus in April of 1861 in the state of Maryland because he was trying to suppress pro-Confederate activities and secure Washington, D.C. by authorizing military arrests of civilians without a trial. Oh, my God, that sounds like a violation of the Constitution. Now, he expanded that nationally in September of 1862 because he was trying to combat draft resistance and anti-war dissent. So the president that we have this grand memorial to, that we put on a pedestal, that we have schools named after, that everyone looks up and says, oh my gosh, Abraham Lincoln was one of the greatest presidents in the history of this country. And I do believe that he was, suspended the writ of habeas corpus. Now, the rationale, he justified doing so under Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, which is what Stephen Miller was referring to, which permits, quote, in cases of rebellion or invasion, close quote, for public safety, you can suspend the writ of habeas corpus. Do we have a case of rebellion going on? Probably not. Do we have a case of invasion going on? Certainly appears that way. Because when you have hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens that invade the country, that are told by a former president or a staffer, whoever the hell is in charge, just come on in. Just, in fact, we're going to give you an app to put on your iPhone that just allows you to fill out, you know, check the boxes, and then just, you know, hit send, and then just come on in, and we'll turn our backs. In fact, we'll even babysit for you. We'll even get you medical attention. We'll even put you on an airplane or a bus and send you somewhere. Yeah, think about that. Just think about that for a second. It's the weekend of my... Oh, the history lesson continues, because I want you to understand that what we're witnessing now, Ecclesiastes addressed. There's nothing new under the sun. We'll be right back.
With Memorial Day right around the corner, what will you be flying? Some faded, flimsy, overseas-made flag with frayed edges, or a durable, high-quality American flag that truly honors the day? One that was hand-sewn right here in America, in Charleston, South Carolina, by true patriots that love this country. That's right, I'm talking about Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'll be flying my Allegiance flag, and you still have time to get yours before Memorial Day. Now, this is truly a flag to be revered, a flag that you can be proud of. It's also a great gift for a military member in your family, or a great Father's Day gift, which is also right around the corner. The only way you can get one is at showallegiance.com, one word, and when you use the promo code Hannity, you will get free shipping. Order yours today, and remember, May is their busiest month, so make sure you have yours in time. Go to their website, one word, showallegiance.com, use the promo code Hannity for American flags that are made the American way.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
On behalf of the Chicks and Chaps 2025 Committee, we'd like to thank our following sponsors in helping to make this year's Chicks and Chaps Breast Cancer Awareness Luncheon the best ever. A heartfelt thanks goes to Fowler Oncology, Reading Rancheria, Goldmart, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Mercy Foundation, Lulu's, Holiday Harbor, Four Winds Jewelry, Urban Retreat, the Sheraton Hotel and Mosaic Restaurant, Ortega's Restaurant in Palisadro, Woody's Bar and Grill, and Wonderland Signs.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. And be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and join us for Mother's Day weekend, May 10th and 11th. It's the perfect place to celebrate and treat mom to fun, food, and family. Black Bear Diner just added four brand new and four returning classics to the menu at 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a three-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members, because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be. Because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up two lives. The one they were living and the one they would have lived. They gave up everything for us, and all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen service men and women."
You have a choice when it comes to your cancer care, and I want you to know that at Valor Oncology, we are here to provide the best possible care right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, Valor's breast oncology surgeon, and I'm proud to serve this community that I call home. When you come to Valor Oncology, you'll see the same dedicated team at every visit, physicians who know your history and are committed to your care. We offer state-of-the-art technology that rivals major cancer centers, combined with the personalized care you deserve. We are not just a team of doctors. We are part of the fabric of this community, and we are here for you today and tomorrow. When it comes to your health, you deserve expert care, compassion, and stability. Ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology, because we're committed to you and we're committed to Reading. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Civil War itself required extraordinary measures to prevent sabotage, troop obstruction, disloyalty. Well, you can make a parallel argument that the invasion of illegals, particularly during the Biden administration, you know, for decades, for presidents going all the way back, even before Reagan, we always say go all the way back to Eisenhower, who in 1954 implemented Operation Wetback to remove illegal aliens from the country and take them back across the Rio Grande River. But now, you fast forward to the Biden 4 years, and we have literally hundreds of thousands of people invading our country every single day. And the law enforcement falls apart. Schools are overwhelmed. Hospitals are overwhelmed. The social safety net is overwhelmed. The country is literally being destroyed from within by people who come here illegally and unlawfully, including people from enemy countries. China, I'm looking at you. Yemen, I'm looking at you. Iran, I'm looking at you. Russia, I'm looking at you. They're invading the country. And Trump says, you know, I'm going to put a stop to this. So as you would expect, there was, because Lincoln was a Republican, there was Democrat outrage. Clement Vallandigham, a Democrat congressman, accused Lincoln of, does this sound familiar? Tyranny. Because Lincoln arrested some peace Democrats, and of course that made people even more pissed off. The Chicago Times was temporarily shut down by Lincoln. And that fueled claims that Lincoln was acting like an authoritarian. Does that sound familiar? Now, Trump hasn't shut down the press. Oh, he attacks the press, but he hasn't shut them down. He sued them, but he hasn't shut them down. And then you had public arrest erupt. Oh, golly, this sounds like history repeating itself, doesn't it? In states like Indiana and Ohio, where the anti-suspension of the writ of habeas corpus sentiment almost caused a civil war within the Union, within the states north of the Mason-Dixon line. So Oh, let's look at Columbia University. Let's look at Harvard. Let's look at Black Lives Matter. Let's look at the Hamas protesters in this country. The same thing's happening again. And then, in Congress, you had partisan splits. Though Republicans ultimately passed something in 1863, which was called the Habeas Corpus Suspension Act of 1863, which codified the authority of Abraham Lincoln retroactively to overcome the Supreme Court's case in Ex parte Merriam, in which Justice Taney ruled that Lincoln's suspension unconstitutional, asserting only Congress could suspend habeas corpus. So Congress said, okay, well then fine, we'll do it too. We're going through exactly the same thing again. There was another Supreme Court ruling in 1866, Ex parte Milligan, that ruled that military tribunals were unconstitutional and only civilian courts were operational, so indirectly they were critiquing Lincoln's policies. So the public got split. There was arguments. Congress ultimately stepped in and said, well, we think he has the power, but since the Supreme Court said you don't have that power, which is explicit in the Constitution, the Congress said, well, we'll go ahead and we'll retroactively approve it, and then, in other words, killed the Supreme Court's decision. Now, ultimately, Lincoln ignored the U.S. Supreme Court and continued with his actions. He argued that the suspensions were critical to preserving the Union, and he avoided creating martyrs by commuting sentences. In other words, nobody was going to be found guilty of treason. We were going to let all of the, you know, the Southern, the Confederate soldiers, we were going to let them go. We're not going to do anything. Now, the legacy of all of that remains debated, particularly in discussion, in any discussion, balancing civil liberties and national security. But the point is, this is the kind of debate we've been having in this country since its founding. So there you have it. Oh, we've been through this before. Now, Lincoln prevailed. Whether or not Trump will prevail, or whether or not Congress will have the cojones to step in and support Trump in this effort, remains to be seen. But when you hear tyranny, when you hear authoritarianism, when you hear all of those things screamed about Donald Trump, just remember, the one of the presidents who has one of the largest memorials on the National Mall, revered by many, go look at a $5 bill. Go look at the crowds. Look at the civil rights marches. Look at the I Have a Dream speech from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Oh yeah, that guy, Abraham Lincoln, he was a tyrant. He was an authoritarian. He abused the Constitution. He ignored the U.S. Supreme Court. Oh, gee. Think about your history. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MICHAEL to 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. India and Pakistan have agreed to a ceasefire. India's Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri announcing.
It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea with effect from 1700 hours Indian Standard Time today.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports Ukraine and its allies are now pushing for a 30-day ceasefire starting on Monday.
In a show of unity for Ukraine, leaders from four major European countries threaten to ratchet up pressure if Russian President Vladimir Putin does not accept an unconditional 30-day ceasefire starting Monday. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
If he turns his back on peace, we will respond. Working with President Trump, with all our partners, we will ramp up sanctions and increase our military aid for Ukraine's defense.
The leaders say building up Ukraine's military will be a key deterrent against Russia. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump continues to urge the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
On Wednesday, the Fed left its benchmark interest rates unchanged. Reacting to the news, President Trump criticized Chairman Jerome Powell for holding rates at current levels instead of slashing them.
He doesn't want to do it. I think he doesn't want to do it. Probably he's not in love with me.
Powell has warned that the president's tariffs were creating uncertainty, and the Fed could afford to wait until more data shows the impacts on the economy. Greg Cluxton, the White House.
The maker of an at-home cervical cancer screening test said Friday it has won approval from the FDA that gives patients an alternative to in-clinic pap smears. More from townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Pope Leo XIV and his family have a long history on Chicago's South Side. Long before Robert Prevost was elected by his fellow cardinals to be Pope, many South Side friends attended a neighborhood church there. Lisa Dwyer reports on a renewed interest in the now older church building.
He was a Chicago native, where he grew up on the lower edge of the city's South Side. His childhood church, St. Mary of the Assumption, still stands, but it's closed with a gutted interior, holes in the roof, and shattered windows. Kathleen Stenson attended the Pope's childhood church in the 60s and says the day after he was elected, area residents began revisiting the rundown building.
It's really up to Supich, who is Cardinal Supich, who is in charge of this diocese, to make a decision about whether or not to revitalize it.
But Stenson has hopes that the renewed interest in the community might help save the church. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Breaking news at townhall.com. Haya Panjabi reports on a mayor in New Jersey who's now been arrested.
Newark Mayor Ross Baraka was arrested at a federal immigration detention center where he's been protesting its opening this week. Alina Hubba, the interim U.S. attorney for New Jersey, said that Baraka committed trespass and ignored warnings from Homeland Security personnel to leave. Baraka is a Democrat who's running to succeed term-limited Governor Phil Murphy. He's embraced the fight with the Trump administration over illegal immigration. He's also aggressively pushed back against the construction and opening of a 1,000-bed detention center, arguing that it should not be allowed to open because of building permit issues. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Pennsylvania congressman says Republicans in the Senate are struggling now to reach consensus with their House colleagues to agree on passing President Trump's spending priorities. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you joining the program today. So a couple of the rules of engagement. If you want to send me a text message on your message app, the number is 33103. 33103, just use the keyword Mike or Michael. You can tell me anything or ask me anything. And you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether you're listening to the program live, Memrex, you're listening on podcast, however you're listening, delayed, whatever, you can always send me a text message. If you want to follow me on social media, the easiest one to do and the most active is on X, formerly Twitter, and that's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow right now. So kind of continuing on in our discussion of somewhat about illegal immigration, but in a different aspect of it, because I don't get this. I really don't get this. If you go back to the last hour, the point that I made at the very beginning of the program was that it is my firm belief, and I think the data would support me on this, that the overriding issue in the 2024 election was illegal immigration, because progressives had pushed so hard and Biden had just turned, you know, you think back on, remember this name, Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security? Remember how he would just go to Congress and just lie, literally lie about, oh, yeah, the border's secure. We have operational control of the border. When people like Bill Belusion, the reporter for Fox News, was down there with drones and cameramen and everybody showing thousands of people crossing the border. And we knew we had buses and airplanes. We had these huge detention centers, not the right word to use. We had processing centers where they would come across the border and, you know, Customs and Border Patrol, bless their hearts, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, would act like they were working at Disneyland or Disney World. They were more like, let me just make sure you're in the right line. Let me see your app. Oh, show me your phone. Show me you filled out the app. Okay, well, you need to go over in this line. You go to that line. Oh, you've got kids. You go here to this line, and we'll take care of the kids. We'll make sure you have diapers and some baby formula and everything else. And then we'll feed you through these processing centers. And then when you come out on the other side of the processing center, here's a bus ticket. Here's a plane ticket. Where do you want to go? You want to go to Denver? You want to go to Chicago? You want to go to Sacramento or Los Angeles? You want to go to New York? We'd send you to Cape Cod. But those rich white people, those RWPs on Cape Cod, don't want you. So we can't send you to Cape Cod, but we can send you to Boston. You want to go to Boston? We'll send you to Boston. I mean, it was like, my gosh, there was a turnstile. Except there was no ticket required. Just come on in, baby, come on in. And we'll feed, clothe you, house you, give you medical care, and we'll give you a ticket to wherever you want to go. And then when you get to those places, you know, you land in Denver, well, there's a greeting, you know, there's the welcome wagon for you. And the welcome wagon, we'll make sure you get whatever you need. Oh, you need a house? Well, we can't give you a house, but we've got these apartment complexes. Now, they're kind of run by Trinidad Rog with a Venezuelan gang, but don't worry about that. We'll just get you into a house, you know, regardless. Oh, my God. So people said, from every ethnic group you can imagine, every education level that you can imagine, save liberal white women, maybe, everybody was going, we've had enough of this. And so Trump gets elected, wins all the swing states, you know, has somewhat of an electoral college landslide, and becomes president. You would have thought the dumbass Democrats would have learned from that and said, you know what, maybe we ought to find something else to campaign on. Maybe we ought to find something else. But they don't do it. They must somehow believe that their support for illegal aliens, at the expense of you and I, as American citizens, somehow that resonates with the voters. I mean, I'd really be curious. If you stumbled onto this program and you are a Democrat, or maybe you're a Republican, I don't care, but somehow you support illegal aliens coming into this country, you support illegal immigration, and you think that Democrats supporting that over, you know, struggling Americans who are trying to feed their kids, pay the rent, pay the mortgage, make the car payment, you know, trying to pay for the gas, whatever they're trying to do, that you support them over American citizens, I want to hear from you. Send me a text message. Now, those of you, don't just be smartasses and send me one make-up crap. I want to hear from sincere people that somehow believe that and support that, because I don't understand it. In fact, Democrats have been making a pageant. In my notes, I scratched out the word circus. They're not making a circus of this. They're making a pageantry of it. They're making it their life's work. Even going on taxpayer-funded junkets to El Salvador, so they can do what? So they can fawn over a deported gangbanger. Well, guess what's going on in New Jersey? They drew attention to it with an Al Sharpton-style publicity stunt. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, you know, I'm thinking, now, the mayor doesn't have really that much control over Liberty International Airport, Newark International Airport, but it's located in his city. Now, actually, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey actually have functional control over it. But if I'm the mayor of Newark, and I'm reading all the stories about the air traffic control failing, that, you know, the construction's behind schedule, or it's, you know, they're down to one runway at Newark, I think I'd be more concerned about that than I would be about pulling a publicity stunt that this mayor did. But he decided that Newark, screw commercial air passengers, I got to go to a detention facility. Well, he was arrested Friday at a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, a detention facility, where three members of Congress also stormed. I don't mean approached. I mean stormed the facility's gate, demanding that they be allowed to conduct an oversight visit. Now, let me make a little nuance distinction here. If you're a member of Congress, you are, except in very specific circumstances, very limited circumstances, you are pretty much immune from arrest. And if you're at a federal facility demanding to get in, I can argue both sides that, you know, they ought to let you in, but maybe they ought to let you in under particular circumstances, like, you know, make an appointment. We want to make sure we have supervisors here. We want to make sure that it's safe for you to be here. We want to make certain that it's at a time when we can guarantee the security, not just of you, but of the people we have in detention. Because guess what? They might have gangbangers in there. And the last thing that ICE wants is a gangbanger slitting throat or grabbing and holding hostage a member of Congress. So if you want to go onto that federal property, then, you know, schedule and make an appointment. Act like a decent human being, which I know is kind of difficult to ask members of Congress to do, but I would just ask you, why don't you act like a decent human being? You know, when I take the dogs for a walk, I go to this park that's in the southern suburbs of Denver, and there's a giant reservoir there. And I always laugh. I should take a picture of myself next to a sign. But there's a sign in this. It's a state park, but there's a Army Corps of Engineer dam on that creates this reservoir. And there's a sign that says, property of the U.S. government, no trespassing. And I always laugh when I see that sign because I think, well, wait a minute. I'm the U.S. government. I'm the taxpayer. I paid for that stupid thing. What do you mean no trespassing? And what do you mean it's the property of the U.S. government? I is the U.S. government. But I also recognize at the same time that that's there for my safety. Because they don't want a bunch of people just, you know, tearing up the dam and, you know, taking their dogs up and then somebody getting in trouble and then creates all sorts of liability problems, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I get it. But I just find the sign itself funny. Well, I'm sure there were signs on the detention facility that were similar about, you know, don't come across here, no trespassing. Well, they did. And guess what? Well, that's coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and follow me on X. It's at Michael Brown USA. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
What if you could unlock over $1 million in personal and business credit? That's exactly what Ray Reynolds can do for you. I'm talking about protecting your family and building your business with $100,000 in personal or business cash credit. And Ray can help you rebuild your credit score to 750. Ray Reynolds isn't just any expert. He helped the security chief of TRW that became Experian, one of the most trusted credit bureaus. If you're looking to get your finances on track, Ray is the man you should call for a 750 credit score. Call Ray at 800-427-5991. 800-427-5991. Join his live webinars and attend his weekly workshops to learn the insider strategies for hitting your personal and business goals. Ready for a 750 credit score and your first $100,000 in credit? Call Ray Reynolds now at 800-427-5991. That's 800-427-5991.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, 11 to 17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Henderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Henderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. The text line is open, as it always is, 24/7. The number on your message app is 33103, 33103. Keyword is Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, TMA, or ask me anything, AMA. So we're talking about this publicity stunt by the Democrats out supporting illegal aliens. So the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, who has enough problems, was arrested yesterday at an ICE detention facility. He was there with three members of Congress who also stormed the facility's gate, demanding that they be allowed to conduct an oversight visit. The mayor of Newark, Ross Baraka, he's a top Democratic gubernatorial candidate in New Jersey, was arrested at the scene for trespassing and then released a few hours later. Those detained at that particular facility included members of MS-13, child rapists, and alleged murderers. Now, they're there to check on the welfare of murderers, MS-13 gang members, and child rapists? Are you really? Are you there for a publicity stunt? Now, not surprising to me, the mayor of Newark has the support of a lot of other Democrats. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, who's a Democrat, said he was outraged by this unjust arrest. Wait a minute. An unjust arrest. Now, let's you and I. We don't have anything else to do this afternoon. Let's you and I get together. And I'll drive, because I don't like for other people to drive. So you and I will drive. We'll go to an ICE detention facility. I think I know where one is here in Denver. And we'll stop and get a Diet Coke on the way. And then when we get there, we'll put the Diet Cokes in the cup holders. We'll get out of the car. And then we will just start running as hard and fast as we can toward the gate. We'll push ourselves past, you know, some ICE agents who are carrying guns. And we'll just keep pushing. And then we'll kind of run up and jump onto the chain link gate, and we'll start climbing up. Now, we don't want to really get all the way to the top, because there'll be barbed wire up there. But we'll try to get up across and see until they pull us down. And let's see if we get arrested. I bet we do. And in fact, depending on how hard we push the guards, I bet we could find ourselves arrested for both trespass and assault and battery. Or resisting arrest, too. I could probably think of three or four other charges if I thought about it for a moment. But New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, he is outraged by the, quote, unjust arrest. He said that he signed a law 4 years ago that banned private immigration detention centers in the state. Huh. Okay, under what authority did the New Jersey legislature have to do that? Because if the feds want to go rent some space, a warehouse or whatever it might be, they've got a right to do. They can do that. And if they want to use it for a detention facility, they can do that. Because the New Jersey legislature and the New Jersey governor don't have any authority when it comes to immigration. Now, Democrat Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson called Baraka, the mayor of Newark, a friend, and he encouraged him to fight for change in his community. Well, that begs a question. It ought to chill your blood. Change into what? What? Fight for change? Now, do I need to remind you that this detention facility housed alleged murderers? Because remember, this is what Trump said. This is what Tom Homan, the border czar, said. We're going to focus first on the worst of the worst. So, an alleged murderer, or murderers, MS-13 gang members, and child rapists. So you want to fight for change how? Change into what? Let them go back into the community? You really have, and this is where I get so pissed off at the cabal. I'm sure that you've seen the stories of this, and you can watch video of these members of Congress and this dumbass mayor literally charging the gates as if they're going to get through. It's really stupid. It's funny stupid. So there are more stories like this. Earlier in the day yesterday, Congressman Bob Menendez Jr., does that sound familiar? Bonnie Watson Coleman and LaMonica McIver, all New Jersey Democrats, went into the ICE Delaney Hall detention facility in Newark and were held up inside the first checkpoint. All right, so they got through the first checkpoint where they were stopped. The three lawmakers were outside the facility with a group of protesters when the gates opened to allow an ICE bus to come in. Those lawmakers then rushed through the gate and right past security. Members of the United States Congress. Yeah. Let's see. We face existential threats from China. The Iranians are about to get a nuke. We have a budget and government spending that is out of control. The country is in really bad shape. Trump's trying to turn things around. And what are you doing? You're busting through gates of detention facilities? So what's your priority here? I'd really like to know what your priority is. And by the way, if that name Menendez, as I said, sounds familiar, you're probably thinking of the congressman's father, Bob Menendez, the former senator who was sentenced to 11 years for bribery after a career in corruption, pretty much on par with Joe Biden's corruption. Menendez said this as he cried. Oh, we know what ICE has been doing in our communities. We know that the president lied and this administration lies every day when they're saying they're going after criminals. It's not true. All right, well, show me the receipts. Show me the proof. Give me the evidence. It would appear that Democrats have really hit rock bottom. Yet my experience suggests that they're going to find a way to make regular Americans despise them even more. And just because I happen to be a conservative Republican / libertarian that believes in the Constitution, believes in the rule of law, then I would say, go for it, guys. Go for it. See how far you can get.
How is this acceptable to anyone in this country? How is this acceptable? I fight along with these two incredible women every day for the people of New Jersey. We fight for the country that we should be.
What's the country that we should be? Just let Trinda Aragua in? Let child rapists run free that shouldn't even be in the country to begin with? Let alleged murderers just run free? I want to ask you, Mr. Menendez, your father's in prison for bribery. And I'm sorry for your family suffering, but he chose to do what he did. So what are you fighting for? We'll wait. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to this number, 33103. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
We'll be right back. Memorial Day right around the corner. What will you be flying? Some faded, flimsy, overseas-made flag with frayed edges, or a durable, high-quality American flag that truly honors the day? One that was hand-sewn right here in America, in Charleston, South Carolina, by true patriots that love this country. That's right, I'm talking about Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'll be flying my Allegiance flag, and you still have time to get yours before Memorial Day. Now, this is truly a flag to be revered, a flag that you can be proud of. It's also a great gift for a military member in your family, or a great Father's Day gift, which is also right around the corner. The only way you can get one is at showallegiance.com, one word, and when you use the promo code Hannity, you will get free shipping. Order yours today, and remember, May is their busiest month, so make sure you have yours in time. Go to their website, one word, showallegiance.com, use the promo code Hannity for American flags that are made the American way.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
Prepare to awaken your taste buds and celebrate the joy of flavor at Wind River Resort and Casino's 11th annual Bacon and Brew Fest. On May 30th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and enjoying the rhythm of a live band. Tickets for this tasty event are $25 plus fees. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino, and remember, bacon and brews are better at the river.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Speaking with Michael Brown, glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. I'd also appreciate it if you would subscribe to the podcast. So on your podcast app, whatever app you use, doesn't make any difference. Search for and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review too, which will automatically download the weekday program that we do Monday through Friday here in Denver, plus the weekend program. So I'd appreciate you subscribing to the podcast. Now, I don't want to leave this topic just yet, because I want you to hear from an attorney. But before we get to that, I think a couple of text messages really do point out the whole hypocrisy, and when you step back from the bam 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 news going on about this, you realize just how out of touch Democrats are. They're playing to an audience that I think is a dwindling audience. The people who openly, willingly, and quite frankly, in my opinion, stupidly, support open borders is dwindling. And if they somehow think it's going to help them with minority voters, you look at most data, polling data of minority voters, they too are opposed to open borders and this unfettered immigration, because it's hurting their communities. It's hurting the entire country. Goober number 6051 wrote in and says, Mike, I can't imagine if I were to rush a federal facility like that, they wouldn't even hesitate to start shooting me until I stopped moving or until the gun was empty. I feel like if it was me that were to do that and was shot, it would barely make the news. Maybe if the guards fired a few warning shots at these guys, they might learn a lesson. Well, you're right, if it happened to you, it might make the local news. Idiot shot rushing federal facility. There's the headline. And there, you know, it'd be a short taxpayer relief shot on the Friday program, or the weekday program. But yeah, maybe not make a lot of news. But a congressman rushes and they fire a shot. Oh my, even a warning shot. Oh, I can see the headline now. Let's tune in to NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt. ICE agents try to kill congresswoman. ICE shoots at members of Congress. ICE out of control. Now, I don't think, whether it was a warning shot or not, I don't think they're going to do it. I don't know. I'm sure there are. There are probably some members of Congress that might have the physical strength to push their way through. But most of them aren't, because they're all 100 years old, so they're probably not going to make it through anyway. And those who probably are fit have at least enough brain cells left that they're not going to try it. Now, I've not heard this, but obviously I can't play it on the air, but Goober number 8956 writes and says, Mike, there was one congresswoman that was caught on a body cam literally hitting federal agents saying, I can effing hit anybody I want to. I've got to go find that. But assuming that that is true, that says all you need to know about them. Oh, really? Well, I guess I can make the same claim. I can effing hit anybody I want to also. But I run several risks in doing so. One, they're going to hit back. And if they're bigger, stronger, and faster than me, then I'm going to regret it as I lay there on the ground, counting the stars swirling around my head. Or number two, if they're a federal agent, I can't wait until I have to call my lawyer and say, hey, Andy, I'm in a holding cell, and I've got one phone call, since I know your number by heart, I called you. I need some bail money, and I've been charged with assaulting a federal agent. So I know I don't have a record, but could you get me out of here pretty quickly? And we need to start negotiating a plea deal, because I don't want to go through a trial. No. Can you imagine me going through a trial? Oh, it wouldn't be pretty. But they don't think that applies to them. They don't think that they have to worry about it. Oh, I can just effing hit anybody I want to. Okay, I'll tell you what, sister. Why don't you go try it? Let's see what happens. I don't think the speech and debate clause of the United States Constitution protects you from assaulting and battering a federal agent. But have at it. Or, I don't know, maybe one of your constituents. Have at it. And you're doing this trying to support, illegal aliens, people who've already broken the law, but they're child rapists, they're murderers, and they're members of the MS-13. And that's where you choose to draw the line? Okay, well, have at it. Or Goober number 0503 writes and says, Mike, oh, you mean they breached security sort of like January 6th? Yep, they were trying to create an insurrection. They were trying to free political prisoners. Members of Trinidad and Aragua or members of MS-13 are all political prisoners in this country. So just let them out. Do you ever get the idea? And if you don't, you need to slap yourself and wake up. Do you ever get the idea that many members of Congress, not all, but many of them, are really a bunch of useful idiots? Because that's exactly how they act. But was what they were doing lawful? Now, as I said, I think you can draw a nuanced distinction between a member of Congress, the United States Congress, calling and saying, hey, I understand there's a detention facility in Newark, New Jersey. I know I'm a congresswoman from California or Oklahoma. Well, I don't care. But I'd like to come in and tour that facility. Okay, well, Madam Congresswoman, Madam Congresswoman Brown or whoever it is, we can do that. We can accommodate you. You see, today's Friday, and we know, are you in D.C.? As a matter of fact, I am. Okay, well, we can accommodate you maybe Monday, but we're kind of busy right now. And we need to make certain that before we take you into the facility that everyone is in shackles and they're secure, and that because, you know, we care about your safety. Well, I don't care about my safety. I just want to go in. Okay, well, we'll do it Monday at 1:45. Does that work for you? No, I'll be there tomorrow. Okay, well, we're not going to let you in. Well, I'm a U.S. congressman. We know you are, and we respect that, and we're trying to accommodate both your schedule and our schedules because we have an obligation to you to make sure that you're safe. I'll be safe anyway, man. Well, okay, fine. If Monday at 1:45 doesn't work, how about Monday at 5:45 or Tuesday at 7 a.m.? I'm kind of a congressman. I don't get up before 7 a.m. That's what I thought. So the congresswoman may have a right as a congresswoman to exercise her right of oversight, but it doesn't mean that just who, what, where, when, and why goes away. It'll be scheduled, and you'll get to see it, and that's the way civilized people do it. But let's go back to the mayor, Ross Baraka, the mayor of Newark. Does he have a right to be inside that detention facility? Because ask yourself this question, if you're just a plain old citizen like me, do you have a right to be in that detention facility? It goes back to my example about the reservoir where I walk my dogs. Do I have a right to go beyond the no trespassing sign simply because I'm a federal taxpayer? And you ought to see what I pay in federal taxes. It's not very pretty. No, I do not. Now, I might be able to convince somebody to give me a tour or whatever, but I don't have a right to just, cut through the fence or crawl through the fence or climb over the fence and go onto federal government property, even though I'm a U.S. citizen and I'm a taxpayer. So, Mayor.
You heard their descriptions of what happened. They said that the mayor was outside the fence and that he was taken away by 20 armed individuals and that they...
20 armed individuals? Well, yeah, if you watch the videos, they're flailing their arms, they're screaming, they're yelling obscenities. They're really putting on a show. Now, why do you think they are? Because they know that whatever local affiliate, or even if it's a network, or one of the, I'm sure the cables would be there, they'll get the footage that they want.
they were all intimidated by federal officials on this property. What do you say?
I'm going to say the truth and correct them. I'm sorry that you're trying to politic this. Let me be very clear. You're right. Congress people have the right to investigate, and we allowed them in, number one. Number two, the mayor was actually inside the facility, was warned, was asked to leave several times, more than once, refused to leave, was put under arrest inside the facility, walked out when he was told he was under arrest, and then was cuffed. That is...
Oh. When you found out you were under arrest, then you tried to leave.
What happened? Lucky for our team in HSI, who I stand behind, who many people don't understand, the Department of Justice encompasses that. They did absolutely everything correct. If you look at these individuals' Twitter accounts, they have been openly saying they are going to go in. There is a reason these Congress people are standing out there, running amok and running their mouths as usual. But however, I will tell you this. The mayor was inside, was told he was going to be under arrest inside when he refused to leave after several obligations, several notifications that he should remove himself, chose not to do so, and then was placed under arrest when he walked out of the facility. So while I love the scheme, the game, and the tactics of these individuals that are perfectly fine and were not touched, I will say very clearly, the mayor did not have a right to
do that. They were not assaulted, these three
individuals? No, they were not assaulted. You can watch the video yourself. They were not assaulted. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. If you have a question or a comment, the text line is 33103 on your message app. Just use the keyword Mike or Michael. Tell me anything. Ask me anything. I'll be right back.
Thinking about buying a new car? You might want to pump the brakes. With prices climbing across the board, that new car smell is coming with a bigger price tag than ever. It's no wonder more people are choosing to keep the cars they already own, and Maaco is here to help make those cars feel brand new again. Whether your vehicle's rocking a faded finish, carrying around a few dents from daily life, or your bumper's seen better days, we've got you covered. Maaco specializes in high-quality, affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs that bring your car back to life without the sticker shock. You'll be surprised how far a fresh coat of paint and a little bodywork can go. It's fast, affordable, and makes your car look great without blowing your budget. Don't wait. Book your free estimate online or visit your nearest Maaco today. Appointments fill up fast, and your car deserves a fresh start, because now, more than ever, it just makes sense to invest in what you already have. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
I'm Jack Putter, Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community, and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and face painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Within your sphere of influence, within your social circles, how many people support open borders? Now, that's a phrase that gets, I think, way overused, but which I think is applicable. Because an open border is where, as we saw for 4 years under Joe Biden, there is no attempt whatsoever to stop known criminals, in other words, the cartels, or for that matter, anybody that comes across that we know of that has a criminal record, because we know the names. Now, not all countries can we cross-check, because we don't have, for example, Venezuela. We can't cross-check our database with a Venezuelan database to see that someone who's filled out the CBP1 app, which is no longer functional for this purpose, but when it was under Biden, and if they spell their name correctly, which is not always a given, and they've put the right identifier in there, then we can compare our database with the Venezuelan database to see, oh, you're out on parole for murder or rape or child abuse or whatever it is. We can't make that determination. So we don't even try to make the determination. But even those countries where we have a relationship, Nicaragua or El Salvador or Peru or Brazil, Argentina, I don't care, or Yemen, or pick a country where we have some sort of relationship, where we could actually do a cross-check, we don't do the cross-check. Now, while DEA may fight the cartels, CBP and ICE does not, because they were too busy for 4 years, literally babysitting, taking care of people as they come through to process them so that they could get them out into the sanctuary states and the sanctuary cities where they could be taken care of. So they were just, it was like, again, I use Disney World and Disneyland as an example. They were literally acting as the ticket takers, processing people through, getting them in the right line, sending them into the interior of the country, and basically not telling them you have to go here, but asking them where do you want to go. That's an open border. And remember, we were told time after time after time, not just Joe Biden, but his press secretary. Remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and how KJP would always come out and talk about, oh, you know, the border's secure, and, you know, we need Congress to act. And everybody, including in these quarters, kept saying, you don't need Congress to act. You have the Immigration and Naturalization Act. You've got the Constitution. you've got the 1996 immigration law that allows you to detain and deport these people. You've got Title 42, which you can that was invoked by executive order. You can revoke that. You don't have to do Title 42. And then Trump comes out and suddenly shuts it all down, and we do recognize, oh, as Trump famously said, we didn't need all of these laws, we didn't need Congress, we just needed a new president. So now we see a border that is effectively, not 100%, and I don't think it ever will be 100%, but we have a border that is 99.9% secure. Sure, you still have some people that sneak in that will, be able to bypass and sneak through. You still have the cartels operating, but we have greatly diminished that. And I think that a vast majority of Americans look at that and say, that's what we need. And that's what we wanted. And that's what we're getting. So then go back to these Democrats. They've decided that this issue, where a majority of Americans say, we're getting what we wanted, yeah, it may be a little extreme in some cases. We may not like this, or maybe the language isn't, it's not very civilized. I mean, whatever bull crap you want to throw out there is fine with me. I don't care. We're getting what we asked for, and that was a secure border, which means that ultimately at some point we'll be able to deal with those who at next level are here illegally but aren't necessarily criminals. So what are we going to do with them? Well, that's why you get the idea that some people will self-deport.
I signed an executive order to launch the first ever self-deportation program for illegal aliens. We are making it as easy as possible for illegal aliens to leave America. Any illegal alien can simply show up at an airport and receive a free flight out of our country. We have also launched a phone app called CBP Home. That's CBP Home, where illegals can book a free flight to any foreign country. As long as it's not here, you can go anywhere you want. We're also adding a very important exit bonus for illegals to further incentivize their self-deportation. This deportation bonus will save American taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. What Biden did to this country can never be explained, will never, ever be accepted. Eventually, when the illegals are gone, it will save us trillions of dollars. However, if illegal aliens choose to remain in America, they're remaining illegally and they will face severe consequences. Illegal aliens who stay in America face punishments including significant jail time, enormous financial penalties, confiscation of all property, garnishment of all wages, imprisonment and incarceration, and sudden deportation in a place and manner solely of our discretion. So to all illegal aliens who book your free flight right now, we want you out of America, but if you're really good, we're going to try and help you get back in.
Yeah. And you do a cost-benefit analysis of that? That's a cheap way to encourage people to self-deport. All we needed was a new president. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. Be back after the news.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
With Memorial Day right around the corner, what will you be flying? Some faded, flimsy, overseas-made flag with frayed edges, or a durable, high-quality American flag that truly honors the day? One that was hand-sewn right here in America, in Charleston, South Carolina, by true patriots that love this country. That's right, I'm talking about Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'll be flying my Allegiance flag, and you still have time to get yours before Memorial Day. Now, this is truly a flag to be revered, a flag that you can be proud of. It's also a great gift for a military member in your family or a great Father's Day gift, which is also right around the corner. The only way you can get one is at showallegiance.com, one word, and when you use the promo code Hannity, you will get free shipping. Order yours today. And remember, May is their busiest month, so make sure you have yours in time. Go to their website, one word, showallegiance.com. Use the promo code Hannity for American flags that are made the American way.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.